Well,
your mic's not on.
Now I'm in the mix. I was asking Bonnie.
That's a hell of an intro.
I know. I was asking Bonnie, who turned on that wind machine anyway? That's what I want to know.
Oh, the wind today you're talking about?
Yeah.
It has been really windy.
Oh, moderately.
Actually, on the other side of the state, because I am the correspondent for both sides of the state now.
Right.
It was really windy.
Wow.
Very windy over there. We were trying to sleep last night, and the whole friggin' the mansion we live, you know, that I stay in out on the other side of the state.
Right.
It just was like leaning back and forth, man. It was really, really windy out there. So it really wasn't, you know, the drive back here wasn't too bad. It was a little windy, except for the idiot who got creamed, like, you know, about maybe 20, 25 miles outside of here, the haunted winery.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we're all a little right now, because I think two of us just got off the road again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of like, if you hear, it sounds clearer now.
Well, I hope so. I don't know. I can't tell.
Actually, I think I can really hear the difference. I really can hear the difference.
I can hear the difference.
Oh,
what happened to your pimp headphones, man?
I didn't bring them. I didn't have time, energy, money, women, power. I didn't have any of that stuff.
You forgot the booze and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You need.
I didn't get to go to Nicaragua or anything. I was stuck.
You didn't leave the country this week at all?
No, I'm frustrated.
What happened? What happened? You were stuck in the other. What?
I didn't get any offers.
You didn't get any offers?
Yeah. Normally, I get an email to my super secret email.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it says it's in code.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it tells me basically where to be and what to expect. You know, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to usually, you know, meet somebody and.
Get an
encoded message, and it just didn't happen this week.
Weird,
and so
weird.
I'm really bummed.
I wonder what's going on with your super secret ultra ninja business you have on the side.
I have no idea.
It's, well, here's
maybe there's like a recession in the secret, you know, society.
The spy business. I don't know. Maybe there's a drop in employment or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, speaking of business.
Business. We got business.
Speaking of business, yo. We found, well, actually, last night when I was doing my usual pilgrimage from one side of the state to the other, I get a call. I get a call from the Mighty Duck, right?
Dun-da-da!
Now, it was actually strange. It was actually strange because, you know, usually on my pilgrimages, I turn the radio on to about 15. It's usually something like, you know, AC/DC or something like, you know, really down home like that. It makes your ears bleed.
Right.
You know, just to, like, just get through the drive, right? So I got the radio, it's just boom, boom, the whole car is shaking, you know. And I also, this new thing, you might want to check this out, Doug, because I know you'd like this. There's this new thing out there you can order off the internet. It's a giant foot. And you mount it to the front of your car, right?
Okay.
So when you're on the freeway and people get in your way, you just engage the foot and it kicks them out of the way.
Oh, I like
so
that.
Really, it works really well.
I need
well.
One of them for the death score.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm flying down the freeway at like, you know, 150 miles an hour. AC/DC's on 15. And I'm kicking people out of the way every couple of minutes, right? Now, every 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, I look down at my cell phone that I have on the charger just to see, you know, what time is it or whatever, see if anybody called. Now, this has happened twice with you. I can't hear the phone. There's no way I'm going to hear the phone when I'm driving that fast and I have the radio on that loud. But I just haven't looked down at the phone, and there's an incoming call at that second coming in. And I just very faintly hear my little dance, my little techno song that plays on my cell phone. Right?
Right.
It's Doug. It's the Mighty Doug. So I'm like, well, this has got to be important because Doug's calling. When people that know Doug, you know, if he calls you, it's something important. It's serious business. You need to answer that phone. So I answer the phone, and Doug's like, hey, man. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, you got to check this out. I'm like, okay, what's going on? He's like, well, you remember when we were at the Mothman Fest a couple months ago? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well. What are you wearing, Scott? And I'm like, well, we had our sex talk.
We did that for like 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then after that, Doug's like, anyways, about the Mothman Fest.
Yeah.
When we were at the Mothman Fest, I think we mentioned this when we did our like post Mothman Fest thingy.
Right.
Whatever.
We did a couple of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. When we were sitting at our little table,
we had to do the we got the weenie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When we were sitting at our little table at the Mothman Fest giving out free CDs and basically grabbing anybody we can to talk to on our little makeshift station, like, you know, radio setup we brought, a bunch of people walked up with these huge cameras, Big cameras. And my favorite lady, of course, was the lady with that giant furry mic thing.
Right.
The boom mic, which I am en route to get that job, too, by the way. Because I really want to be a boom mic operator. That's my calling, I think. It wasn't archaeology. It wasn't engineering. It was a boom mic operator.
What I don't like about it is that it involves a cable.
Yeah, yeah.
And heaven knows, if you could have a wireless boom mic, I would be ecstatic about it. But it actually has a wire going into something.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about it is flashing meters and gauges and stuff, those are a minimum on a boom mic.
Oh, absolutely.
So I was really
there isn't that many switches to play with. You just hold the mic, and
in the vicinity of the person. Because
it's a very powerful microphone they have in there. So they're like, who are you guys? And we're like, well, we're from this little project called Ghostly Talk out of Detroit. They're like, that's really cool. We're from Weird U.S.?
Weird U.S.
As part of the History Channel. If you haven't heard of the History Channel, then, well, get cable.
satellite, we're a friend's house, anything.
Yeah, so all of our little antlers popped up. We're like, hey, that's pretty cool. Yeah, we know the History Channel. I watch all that stuff on there. And they're like, would you like to talk to us about the Mothman? We're like, we'd love to talk to you about the Mothman. So we talked to him about the Mothman, right?
Yep.
And we're thinking, whatever.
We also talked about the gizmo, the G-bump, or whatever. What's that microphone that we have? Subtle Energy Transducer.
The Beryllium Crystal Subtle Energy Transducer.
The BC set.
As patented by Marcus Leder.
Right.
Yeah, the BC set. We talked to them for a couple minutes about the Mothman. Doug threw out his 2 cents. I threw out my 2 cents. Will threw out his 2 cents also. Bonnie was playing bodyguard, per usual, and so was Elmer that day. And you can see pictures on the website, too, by the way. So we think, well, whatever, we give him a T-shirt, and we're like, okay, whatever. We'll probably never hear anything about this ever again. We'll just move on with our lives. Whatever.
Right.
So last night, like I said, the phone call comes in. Scott, guess what? Yeah, what's up, Doug? You tell me that, hey, the History Channel at 9 a.m. tomorrow is playing Weird U.S., and the special was the Mothman Festival.
And, yes, it was about curses.
Curses, okay.
Yes.
And the Mothman Festival was all part of this show. And I'm like, well, hey, what's up with that, So we didn't know. We didn't know anything. Did you update the site with that, too, by the way?
Well, I didn't do it until today. I did a couple things. I think I'll explain after the show.
Okay, all right.
What I was up to last night.
Well, we found out today, though. I finally called Doug today, later in the afternoon, and I'm like, so what's up? Unfortunately, where I was at.
You called 5 times.
Yeah, I called a few times.
And then
I wanted to know, right? So, unfortunately, at the mansion I stay out on the other side of the state, there's no cable there. They have cable for the computers, of course, but not for the TV set.
Right.
So I'm like,
they must
man.
Be a lot like you, Scott L.
Yeah, yeah, they're a lot like me.
Absolutely, like, why watch all that,
Let's really rough it, yeah.
Mindless news on mm-hmm. the Fox News Channel and the inflated mindless news on CNN channel.
Yeah, exactly.
The only channel I watch for news is Headline News. They don't have enough time.
I just read The Guardian UK on the internet.
Well, that's a good source,
too. That seems like the best source of news for me. And that's not even a United States publication, either.
I don't know what I would do without my History Channel, of course.
Yeah, that's also
Sci-Fi
fun.
Channel.
Discovery.
Discovery. National Geographic Channel.
Yeah, Spice.
I love it. Yes. And, of course,
Well, I talked
Spice
to you today.
Adult Network.
I talked to you today, though. And I'm like, so what happened? I didn't get to see it last night.
I have. In my hand, a copy, a VHS, a high-tech VHS tape.
Of Weird U.S.
Of Weird U.S., the Curses episode.
And who was on there, Doug?
Well, first was John, Magnus Apollo.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't get a speaking part. He was just there to sex up the segment.
Well, because he's a very sexy man.
Exactly.
I mean, when we met him down there at the Mothman Festival, if his female friend wasn't there with him, I think I would have just grabbed him and threw him on the head right there with Will.
Exactly.
With me, huh? No.
Oh, you were giving him the eyes all night long. No lie.
Google eyes.
I don't want any sloppy seconds.
Bad. Anyway,
moving
on. So the so he was there to make it look really hot and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they cut over to us a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got to say what didn't hit the cutting room floor was me saying, I think it's an interdimensional being.
And was I like kind of like behind you, like NWA, like I was kind of like, your hype man?
Yeah,
kind of?
You're sitting there cheering me on and stuff like that. It worked out really well. But what we have to do though, because it's such a short little segment that we're in.
Yeah.
We've got to watch it and see if the green alien guy is in it.
Yeah, well, if we get the green alien guy in there, then we're set to go.
Right.
Because that thing
was... I don't remember if that was pre-green alien guy or pre-green alien guy before
was
the
it before?
T-shirt.
Was it before the...
Oh, bummer.
Oh, man, that really... That sucks.
So that'll be the only picture of us without the green alien guy in
yeah,
the background.
Yeah, we'll have to freeze frame it and throw it up on the site.
Right.
So, yeah, we're pretty blown away, regardless of how short the segment is... We're pretty blown away that we were actually on Weird U.S. on the History Channel.
And
it was pretty cool.
And Mark and Mark of Weird U.S. did an absolutely excellent job of covering the topic. They took, of course, because it was the curses episode, they took the ancient Indian chief's curse, which caused the bad luck to happen.
What was his name again, Will? Does anybody remember?
Pocahontas.
Not Pocahontas.
Chief Cornstalk.
Yeah, Cornstalk. Yeah.
Chief
Cornstalk. Yep.
They said it about 100 times this morning, but it was at 9 a.m., so I was...
So you weren't, you weren't... We're lucky you found the record button.
I was like, oh my God, I'm on TV. That's how I was this morning.
How exciting is that, right?
I didn't get the message until, this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I called this guy this morning, I'm like, Will, so did you see it? I mean, I called everybody. So what happened was I talked to you, Doug.
Right.
Then I called my parents.
Right.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be on TV.
And you were.
That's great, Scott. Whatever, okay? You know, it's like 10:30, 11 at night. Some of us go to sleep in the evening as opposed to you, all right? So, yeah. I'm like, well, can you get up tomorrow and tape it for me just in case Doug has a meltdown, which he does. He has a meltdown, right? And
when do I have meltdowns?
All the time.
Oh,
okay, so yeah, in case Doug has a meltdown, I'd like to have a backup, right? And I called Will also and said, hey, Will, dude, check this out. I've got this voicemail, so I'm like, hey, Will, check this out. This is what's going on. Get up in the morning if you can and try to take this thing or whatever. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
You left that on his voicemail last night?
I'm pretty sure I called. Yeah, I know I called.
Because I left a voicemail.
Or no, wait, no, I'm sorry. I called Pete.
I called
somebody who has nothing to do with the show whatsoever. Said, hey, dude, I'm going to be on the History Channel. And you said you were going to call Will.
Right,
which
and
you
I did.
You called Will, so you followed that up. And Will didn't get the message till this afternoon.
Right.
Because I called Will this morning. I'm in bed, and I'm like, I better call Will and see how it went, because I didn't get you. I couldn't get my parents at first. I call Will, no answer. Okay, great. I call him again. He's like, hello. Will, what's up, man? Nothing. What's going on? I'm like, okay, did you see it? See what? What are you talking about? Oh, did you see it? And I finally just gave up. I'm like, goodbye. I hung the phone up. And then we finally got in contact with you, and you let me know that, hey, we were on there. So that's pretty cool. We're really happy. I don't know when they're replaying it, but I'm sure you can go to thehistorychannel.com or whatever the website is.
Right, I linked it up on the homepage.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, check that out and see. I know they're going to replay it. So if you want to see a glimpse of your heroes, which
Magnus
is somebody,
Apollo.
Yeah, Magnus Apollo, your hero, Magnus Apollo in action. It'll probably be replayed a couple of times.
I called and talked to Magnus earlier
cool.
today.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really that's super cool that happened though.
He had no idea.
Well, we didn't have any idea guess, that was going to happen either. They just kind of walked up and said, "Hey guys, who are you guys?"
So I guess he's not on the Mothman mailing list, because Jeff, you know, the Mothman cruise, I think, was last week sometime.
Yeah.
And he emailed everybody from the ship, and he's like, okay, I'm on a ship, so this is going to be short. you know, there's, like, all kinds of stuff going on, and, you know. So then he's like, okay, well, also, it's supposed, the episode is supposed to be on Sunday at 9 a.m. And he says, I hope it's 9 p.m. and that it was a mistake.
Yeah.
But, my information is 9 a.m. So I, took that as an indicator to go and look at historychannel.com.
Mm-hmm.
I did, and it was
wow.
at 9 a.m.
Yeah, and we were on there. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty geeked. You guys, this is Ghostly Talk. We are broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes, Eastern Time. On, of course, Pioneer Radio Networks at pioneer.rolo, ROLO.net, and OmniSound Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. We're also on Radio New York International.
Yep.
These are our main carriers as far as we know. Radio New York International carries us. We're also on the SciTalk Network also.
Oh, yeah, SciTalk
another,
as well.
Another group of wonderful people that are nice enough to host our stream. We're, but the main one right now that we're really excited about, which is it's brand
well,
new,
the newest one,
is
yeah.
OmniSound. And, boy, we've been hearing some really great stuff about, you know, how we sound on OmniSound. Because apparently the system they use is like, it's like a, they actually bought it from NASA.
Right.
And had it shipped in. And it's like this huge mainframe. So our goofy little voices like go through this thing sounding stupid, and then they come out and we sound like superheroes.
I heard it goes in like 16 different ways and comes out, you know, perfect.
Yeah, they have like a team of like 40 technicians on this thing, like just monitoring the signal, and then they puke it out and it sounds awesome.
So I hope it comes out, you know, making me sound intelligent or something.
Well, yeah, I mean
that would take a mainframe.
They do have the intelligence filter. You have to throw a button and then you turn it up from 0 to 10. And I told Jeff this to crank it up all the way.
Right.
I'm like, turn it up to 10. We want to sound as smart as possible. But we're really excited about being on OmniSound. Like we said last week, it's Clyde Lewis's network. So we're honored to be kind of lined up with Mr. Clyde Lewis because he is a hero of mine. He's a hero of Doug's. And he's a hero of Will's. He's also a hero of Bonnie's, too, who's sitting here staring at us
with
those bedroom eyes again. Isn't she beautiful, guys?
Thanks for coming, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
She has her alien headphones on. She looks so cute in that little chair. Guys, we got a lot going on here tonight.
Yes.
Another busy night here on Ghost Talk. We're calling this the Ghost Month Overflow Show, too. Because we're going to talk about ghosts again tonight.
Is it Paul Eno?
Paul Eno
is
going to be coming out at 7:30. Who is he's another very, very, very experienced ghost hunter. He's got about over 30 years of doing studying research of anything. Well, pretty much just ghost hunting and ghosts in general. He's been a ghost hunter for the same amount of time. So we're really excited to talk to him. Anything else going on, guys? Any other business we have we wanted to throw out there before we take a break?
Well, Tuesday, I expect the website to be up and down a lot on Tuesday. So don't,
are we making the move?
I hope so.
So that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
We've still been getting a lot of email on that for people that are like...
Bonnie can get to the site now.
Okay, can you?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
And I didn't move anything. I was.
Well, maybe they're fixing it
was...
now, finally, after like a year.
Yeah, well,
and that,
it's
now,
been way too long.
Now that we finally made the capital investments, we took $20,000 and bought all this equipment... Now they're going to fix it all.
Yeah, the plot of land in California.
Yeah, yeah. You had to build a whole new building for this rack of servers and stuff like that.
Right.
Now, whatever.
Now they're going to fix the routing.
But we're still getting emails, though, from people going, hey, man, you know, what's going on? And I'm like, look, we're working on it. Give us some time. So if that looks like it's going to be the plan now, Doug, Tuesday, we might be hoping to make the move on Tuesday.
I hope so.
That'll be a big day. It'll be up and down a lot for the people that do get to the site.
What's interesting is actually the OmniSound feed right now is coming off of the new server, I hope, if it's all working.
Yeah.
I don't know. I only got to talk to Jeff for like 2 minutes before the show.
Okay.
Sounds
he
good.
He said it's up and running?
Okay.
Max said we sound pimp.
Pimp. Awesome. Thanks, Max.
And what does pimp sound like?
Really good. Like this.
What's up, yo?
Welcome.
I got my ladies in the house, yo.
Welcome to the crib.
Let me pull this thing off.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? This is Ghostly Talk. I am Mixmaster Scott L. with my boys in the house. Oh, that's not just
oh,
totally
that's gonna
destroy
the
levels. Okay, I'm putting my.
I wonder
back
if
on.
It gated that or not.
I don't know because we have all these big toys.
I see the lights
playing.
Are on and they're flashing, but I don't know if it's actually doing anything.
The rack mount actually just flipped Will off when
yeah.
I did that. My hand popped out with a middle finger on it and said, "No, I'm not processing that. His voice is just too stupid and too loud. No, I refuse to do that. No, thank you. Why don't we take a quick break?" You know how it is. We do have more field reports, a lot of really exciting things. Next half an hour, we have field reporter 8-Bit coming on.
He's been very, very, very busy.
Yes, he has.
And I noticed that right after 8-Bit is Zarella.
No, they're coming on together.
How?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to turn on the flux capacitor.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, this will be really cool. Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be... Well, yeah, these two, from what I understand, well, correct me if I'm wrong, these two fell madly in love, right?
Well,
what, am I wrong?
They met up in Texas and
mm-hmm.
they never go
uh-huh,
together.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
At a hotel. Yeah, right.
We'll get the story from them.
I
want to hear it.
I have a feeling Zarella's husband was there, and I have a feeling...
Oh, crap.
Probably,
yeah, I got a feeling he's going to pile me into a puree now, too.
I have a feeling that if anything happened, it was, you know, not with 8-Bit.
I'm very, very sorry, Zarella's husband. I didn't mean anything by that. Please,
Mr. Zarella,
please do not stick me in a meat grinder and turn me into something from the wall. I don't want to deal with that. But let's take a quick break, though. We do have a very busy show tonight. Hang tight. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
Oh, I'm Doug, yeah.
I'm Will.
And we'll be right back after this.
Lambert, comic book writer and creator of Point Pleasant, the first ever Mothman comic book series, located at www.apebooks.com through Ape Entertainment, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Won't you tell me why you won't last? And there go the mountains, and there go the Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.taraScreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a scar gouged right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help to save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is James Wolfe from ghostsofohio.org, specializing in backward masking, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Off your work, this is it.
Like one elite force that we all make like one giant robot or something. That's what that music reminds me of.
But you are, and you have a golden lasso on your, you know, hooked to your side of your bat belt.
Am I Wonder Woman?
Your Wonder Woman belt.
I've been told that more than once. That's a creepy I don't know what's up with that.
You guys, for better or for worse, this is Ghostly Talk. And I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we're talking with field reporters tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
For the next half hour. And then half hour after that.
Well,
right?
Yeah, the next half hour, we got a real special treat.
Cool. Then these two aren't a special treat? You guys aren't a special treat.
After we get through this chopped liver, we'll move on to something really cool.
Insert foot.
Yeah.
Twist.
I didn't mean it like that. God, take it easy, man. I mean, just because
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, gosh.
No more of that.
More break stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to edit that.
So we're going
to
go to break now. And
good night.
Ghostly Talk is, for better or for worse, proud to be on the Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rollo.net. Mm. And also Omnisound. Yes. OmnisoundRadio 1.net.
.net, yes.
And of course, Radio New York International,
Sci Talk,
and all kinds of other places.
You know, the longer we go, the more people like want to like broadcast us. It's gonna be really hard to do that because we have like this huge list we have to go through every time.
Well, I was in contact almost all day yesterday with singer, actor, evidently internet radio host Henry Farnham.
Oh, really?
And we emailed back and forth like 10 times or something yesterday. It was insane because I never write emails,
mm-hmm.
So I was actually writing emails.
Oh my god!
And and we were chatting, and he's now I hope going to be putting up archives.
Oh,
if you go
cool.
to henryfarnham.com.
Okay.
FARHNAM or F, I don't know. I'll have to
go to Google.
Google. Henry Farnham. He's an actor.
Go to Google.
He's a singer. He's been in lots of plays and everything.
So, oh, very cool.
You know, on Broadway and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. An actual talented person was going to be doing a show. So I'm like, cool, well, here's how you do your archive.
We can use some talent.
And so Henry Farnham. FARNHAM, I think.
Put him on the list, too. We'll put him on the list also.
Yeah, let's just link him up.
We'll link him up.
Can we link him up?
Yeah, we'll do it tonight.
On the Ghostly Talk site? Okay.
We'll do it tonight. It'll happen tonight, for sure. We do have Field Reporter 8-Bit. And we also and we also have field reporter Zorella on the phone right now.
Hello.
Now, something something very beautiful happened this week. Something magical happened this weekend. You see, people, when a boy and a girl like each other.
Okay, stop right there. I can't take this.
All right, I'll tell you what.
Live.
Oh, come on.
They're all live.
I know it.
That's the last time I'm going to mention that ever again. I'm done. I'm going to leave it alone. You guys actually hooked up. Now, Elmo.
Yes.
You are in Texas.
Correct.
Zorella. You're actually... God, I forgot where Zorella was.
Kansas?
You're in Kansas. Now, these two areas are relatively far apart from each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not an hour drive.
No, not at all. But
how long of a drive was it?
About 12 hours.
So Zorilla drove 12 hours to see 8-Bit. That is so beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I got my hand on my heart, too, Bonnie. I'm really blown away. But no, actually, you had some business down there you had to take care of. Am I correct, Zorilla?
I went down to visit my my in-laws.
Okay. Oh, you drove 12 hours to visit your in-laws? You are a glutton for punishment, aren't you? Jeez. But you guys figured, hey, you know, we're both field reporters for the Mighty Ghostly Talk. We should hook up and do some work together. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is what happened. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my microphone off. And it's we're all done.
We all are.
We're all going to turn our mics off. And you guys are going to tell us what went down this weekend. I'm really curious.
I thought it was last weekend.
Right. Yeah, it was last weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's actually last weekend here. I mean...
Yeah, we're in Eastern.
We're in a different time zone. So, yeah.
So it works out. So
time isn't the same everywhere.
Yeah, some weekend anyway.
Yeah.
So what happened? What happened, guys?
Well,
I had to rush down there because my father-in-law was very ill, and he was having surgery. Like, we had to be there the next day, and so we did that, and then went to the hospital every day for like 3 days in a row. And I'm going, who's in Houston? Oh, 8-Bit's in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him an email and said, what's going on down here? Is there anything going on? And let's get together. And he said, oh, there's a ghost tour. And, see if you can get hooked up with that. So I did that, and it's a meetup group, and I got, signed up in it and able to go with those guys in a short time. So that worked out really cool.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me inject a little background here.
Okay.
The meetup group was Haunted Houston, and it's like a portal group for Lone Star Spirits.
Okay.
It's like a subgroup. And they were hosting the ghost tours there in Old Town Spring.
Okay.
It's like a living ghost town, It was a ghost town, and then it came back to life in the 80s. And, we got set up with a ghost tour there of some of the haunted places.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, this guy that was doing the tour, and he's been doing it for a lot of years, and the reason
Randy Woods.
Yeah, he has a website, oldtownspringonline.com, if you want to go see it.
Oldtownspringonline.com?
Uh-huh.
Correct. Okay. Uh-huh. And the tour started out at Woonchi Brothers Cafe and Saloon, which was built in 1902. And has been standing and in operation ever since.
Wow.
So, this place is awesome. You want to tell them about the ghost?
The ghost.
Yeah. You got the faith in the corner there.
I guess he's the manager, right?
Yeah. Well, apparently, this was it was a saloon and a hotel at one, when they first, because it was right by the railroad.
Okay.
And at that time, the railroad went from, Dallas to Missouri. So, it's like, just a few feet away from the tracks. It's that close.
All right.
And so this Charlie Woonchi, apparently, he fell in love with the farmer's daughter, and the farmer didn't approve of him being a saloon owner.
They had one farmer?
Yeah, only one.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. In the whole place.
So this is a really
small
town.
This is a railroad town.
So he was like the Bill Gates of that area. Yeah. Time, more or less. Okay.
So anyways, his heart is broken and he never marries.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he lives in this hotel. He has his own little room there and until he dies. So basically he's a bachelor the rest of his life and, So apparently he is not a happy ghost. He likes to cause trouble, and the ghost apparently is upstairs, but downstairs is the restaurant where the saloon used to be. But if you disturb the ghost, then apparently things downstairs get pushed around, like tables get flipped over and chairs get moved around. And
okay.
Exactly.
Anyways, go ahead, Elmo.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she's got it pretty good so far.
Are you quizzing her or something? What's going on?
Huh?
You quizzing her or something?
this building, it's supposed to be one of the most haunted buildings in this area.
Mm.
And it's been documented by several groups. Lone Star Spirits, South Texas Ghost Trackers have all investigated it.
It's really cool. You know, we did a walkthrough. The waitress was nice enough to take us to the upstairs area, which is usually closed to the public.
Okay.
And the whole group did a walkthrough. Going up the stairs, I had my tri-field meter with me. And just going up the stairs, I hit a 5 milligauss reading on the meter. But after that, it was flat until we got to the back. And, you know, I'm going to dismiss this. It redlined at the back of the upstairs area. I'm dismissing it because it was over the kitchen.
Okay.
So I can't say for sure it wasn't something in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But other than that, I wasn't getting very good readings at all.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I kept dragging them into different places saying, what do you get here? What do you get here? Because I'm not used to having all this equipment. I've always done everything just, you know, from feeling.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I feel, like I get some kind of a, you know, feeling that there's something in this room. And because I'm not used to using the machinery, I don't even know what all that stuff's called, you know. Move it over here.
Now, let me say something. When we first pulled up, when Jamie and I got there, we were in our little Deskort. We got a little 95 Deskort.
Oh.
It's
catching on.
It's an auto, though. It's an automatic.
Oh,
anyway,
I want
to trade. We parked in back, okay? We parked in back, and when we got out, the first thing we did was look up at the upstairs windows of this building, and they had like a flower arrangement up in the windows and everything. Jamie says she saw an elderly woman standing in the window.
Okay.
I looked up, I saw movement, but that was
me you saw up there.
No, it wasn't. Anyway, when we were on the walkthrough, we asked the waitress about that, and she said that the manager, a male, had been up there arranging some curtains or decorations or something.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no one else, no elderly women or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was from the very moment we got there, we started getting indications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was this was right. You said this place is like inches or feet away from the railroad, too, right?
It's about maybe 10 feet.
It's 10 really
feet.
Close.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right across the street from the tracks.
Are the tracks still used?
Yep.
Yes, like almost every 15 minutes or so. Yeah, Southern
wow.
Pacific. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the rest of the tour was cool too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Do you have anything you want to say, or you want me to jump in?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Sarah Barn.
Okay.
That's where we started the tour, and apparently the guy that was doing the tour had an office in this barn, and when he moved in there, the person who had been in there previous to him told him that this place was haunted, and he just kind of dismissed it. But one day, apparently, he was working, and he felt this cold breeze come through, and his ficus plant, the leaves on it, are shimmering and moving around, and he's turning his head around, you know, kind of freaked out, and says, "Sarah, if that's you, stop it." And it just stopped.
Whoa.
But yep. That was a really strange house. They took some creepy pictures of the windows, but what was interesting to me was that I was pulled over to this one window. I kept looking in it, and then later on, there was a bunch of kids involved in this thing, and they walked over there after I had left, and these two girls kept pointing in that window. They must have been 9 or 10 years old, and I just had this thing about kids always feel things a lot faster, or they don't dismiss it as quickly as adults do. So,
well, it's a given, yeah. I mean, we've discussed that 1,000 times on the show here about children and how they haven't been programmed yet,
right.
So to say.
Right.
So it's a very logical thing to think about.
Tell about the Zink House.
The Zink House? Anyway, yeah, speaking of children, going across the area, across Main Street and a few houses back, was the site of the old Zink House. And evidently, years and years ago, two little girls were murdered there.
Oh, okay.
And the house has since been moved. But Lone Star Spirits investigated it before it was moved and got some excellent shots of orbs and tracers flying around the house.
Hmm.
That's on their website.
What's that website, Elmo?
I'm sorry?
What was that website again?
Okay, www.lonestarspirits.com. com.
Okay, cool. So if you want to check them
out,
go
they're
ahead.
An excellent group, and I'm hoping to get really involved with them soon.
Cool.
But the Zvink House has been moved, so we only saw the site of the Zvink House. And
tell them why it was moved.
I can't remember.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Anyways, okay. That apparently somebody saw this ball of fire get shot out of the window.
And it
caught two buildings on fire that were right next to it, burned to the ground.
That's right.
There was nothing wrong with the house.
Yeah, and one of those buildings was the railroad depot, the new depot. Yeah, and you know, while we were there, Zarella started, we were, you know, gathered around listening to Randy talk about the Zvink House and the murders. Zarella started poking at this door laying on the ground. And she's like, what's this? And I kind of picked it up, and I figured it out what it is. It's the well. It's the old well for the house.
Okay.
Because, you know, back in the day, they didn't have municipal water.
Mm-hmm.
They had wells.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's the kind of well a little kid would get trapped in around here, and you'd hear about it on the news for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, she was picking up on something there. I didn't get anything on my meter at all.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly did you feel around?
Oh, my God,
there?
It was the ring.
Oh, I don't know. I just follow my nose wherever it takes me.
Well, what'd you smell?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gave me the creeps. That's all I can say. I just felt like something happened there.
Huh.
Yeah. Then after that, we moved on to Whitehall, which is like the mansion in town. It's the big white mansion. And it was built in the early, 20s? Early 20s, and it started out the Klein family home, then it was a funeral home, then it was a hippie commune, and now
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, uh-huh. And we got some pretty good orb shots in the back there.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie said she felt like she was being watched. She kind of broke off from the group and went around back and started taking pictures alone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she said she felt like she was watched the whole time she was back there, and she got some fantastic pictures.
Hmm.
Right around the area where the embalming room would have been.
Ew.
Interesting enough, yeah.
We also went to the... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that building there, the Whitehall, is rumored to be haunted by a pair of lovers who like to sit on the top balcony, and there's been many reports of apparitions up there as well.
Apparently, is there any more of a story as far as the lovers are concerned?
You know, there probably was, but I wasn't paying a lot of attention during the tour. I was so distracted. I mean, I was wandering
by
around with my meter.
Yeah, by Zarella, I assume, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off of her.
To break the tension, how many other folks were on the tour? How many folks tend to go on?
You know, it started out about 16, but then as the tour progressed, it grew and grew and grew. I think a lot of people were kind of crashing the tour.
Who was the fellow in charge?
Randy Wood.
Randy Wood. Didn't he notice this?
Yeah, I'm sure he did, especially since we were supposed to be paying him $10 a person, you know.
Right.
I'm sure towards the end half the group were freeloaders, which is wrong because he's a nice guy and he deserves every penny. He really does.
That's,
yeah.
That's a new one right there.
Yeah, a freeloading
ghost hunter.
I don't think I would have ever... Like, I guess, you know what you could do? They have those walking tours in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is, like, hide behind a building, and then when one walks by, you're like,
that's what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, what do you really have to control that?
I know, you don't have control over that.
They're going to start bringing bouncers and stuff like, hey, wait, you didn't pay your money. Get out of here. Go away.
Now, this is a... small little country town and a little country guy, and he's riding around on his little scooter thing while we were all trying to keep up with him.
Come on, guys, hurry up. Guy. Let's go.
Yeah, he was doing 20 miles an hour down Main Street.
The rest of you guys are running with your cameras and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that couple, you know, that he was talking about, apparently they were killed in an auto accident or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly. It has something to do with a horse or an auto or something. But anyways, they died together. And so what? Supposedly you see them in this porch swing going back and forth.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was very distracted. I was working my meter, working the tape. I was doing everything.
Well, it sounds like you were running, too, trying to keep up with Tor
trying
guy.
To keep up.
Yeah. Randy.
Yeah, exactly.
And introducing yourself to all the new people joining the tour.
Hi, it's very great. Nice to meet you. How do you do?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I think we missed Puffabellies. Puffabellies Burgers, that sits now on the site of where three previous train depots stood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Evidently, the first two burned, well, actually, all three burned down from what I'm getting on the internet,
mm-hmm.
All due to mysterious circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And after the third burned, they just built a burger place there.
They gave up.
And now it's been there ever since.
Yeah. They gave up on train depots. They're like, all right, put up a burger place.
Apparently, the mob has no problem with Puffabellies. No arson on Puffabellies.
And I got a couple of good orb shots there in the courtyard at Puffabellies. They were hovering right over us while we were sitting there talking.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got all these pictures in my album under the reporters album section, and I noticed Zarella put a couple of hers up.
Cool.
Tell them about that.
Oh, well, really it doesn't prove anything. I just was taking pictures, but still, it's a freaky picture. I got, you know, drawn to these corners in the Vunchy house.
Vunchy's.
So I took some shots, you know. There's one shot looks like a face. And it's just, I don't know if it's reflection from the, you know, flash or whatever, but it sure is freaky looking. And I, you know, put more saturation with Photoshop in it, and, you know, so you can see it better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of weird.
Well, but, you guys said you put those up in the photo album on our site,
yeah,
right?
It's in there.
Cool.
But the one that freaked me out the most was the one that Elmo took, and it was of us by the hanging tree. Which
the hanging stump.
Yeah, it's a stump now. They cut the tree down, so now it's a hanging stump. But
I can't live anymore. I'm going to give it all up right now.
But
darn, it's just a stump.
This is the only tree I can hang my... What happened to the tree?
The
tree's gone.
Took the tree down.
But yeah, I got a giant orb, and it's like enveloping Zarella's head.
It looks like a fishbowl.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's so transparent and so big, it looks like she's wearing a helmet or something.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And then I'm looking down, and there's one at my feet, too. And you know what, Elmo, I haven't told you this, but the freakiest thing is, that shot, if you look at it right over the stump, there's a female that's over that. You can't tell if she's real because she looks transparent.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that shadowy-looking girl there.
Uh-huh.
I remember a girl walking up out of the crowd. And it was funny because the crowd was at a distance. They're taking pictures of this and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Zarella and I boldly walked forward to the hanging stuff.
I sat on it.
Yeah. I'm wandering around with my meter, and she's touchy-feely all over the stump. And
that doesn't sound good, Elmo.
I have nothing to do with that.
I am so cutting that out for the...
I had nothing to do with that one. No.
PG-13, isn't it? Okay. So this real, I don't know, real lanky girl comes wandering up out of the crowd, and she's wearing all black. That may have been her, but I don't think it is. She walked up to Zarella and said, "Are you getting anything?" And Zarella, you kind of said, no, not really. I'm not sure. And then she just kind of wandered back, and I did not see her again.
Weird.
You know, I was thinking, cool, we got another psychic around, but I looked for her, you know, and I couldn't find her anywhere. She just disappeared.
So by the hanging stump, it became a crowd?
Well, because Zarella was rubbing on it. What do you want?
Well, yeah.
I mean, jeez. Oh,
well,
my God,
it was
rubbing on the stump.
It was funny. The crowd was staying at a distance from it for some reason.
Yeah, they didn't like that stump.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
you were all about it, though.
Meanwhile, the ghost hunters are like, woohoo!
I haven't seen a stump
I go sit on it and make people take my picture on it.
Well, it sounds like you guys had a pretty good time.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you guys had a lot of areas.
Zarella had to break off after that because after that I went with Lone Star Spirits to Mushki Cemetery, and we did a walkthrough there as well.
Okay.
A lot of good orb shots, but that was about it. And I was trying for EVP, and I just couldn't get any.
Well, Well, hey, you know, there's pics on the site, though, from what you guys say. So, everybody, check them out. See what Zarella and 8-Bit did last weekend. It sounds like they had a really great time.
And I invite all ghost hunters nationwide to come to Texas and hunt with me.
He's calling you all out. You need to come out there to the good old Texas and hunt with 8-Bit.
Yeah,
get out there and do it. You're not a ghost hunter unless you ghost hunted with 8-Bit.
That's
your slogan.
And what about Dorothy Land here in Kansas?
Dorothy Land. Oh, okay. Well, you're not a ghost hunter unless you ghost hunted with Zarella.
Okay.
You can put that on both your T-shirts. When you have your own T-shirts come out with your logo on there, your name and all that good stuff, you put that on the back of there, and you'll have people coming from all corners of the universe to ghost hunt with you guys, guaranteed. Guys, we do have to hop off, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
But hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show, though, and telling us about your little trip. It sounded like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go on that trip.
I'd like to go on that, too. That sounds really
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting for you guys to come down here.
And it sounds really inexpensive if you just, like, hang out in between buildings.
You know what? I think I spent less than $50 that night.
Well, that's the thing. It's $10.
Tour, dinner, and everything.
Yeah,
it's $10 to the guy.
Those same people that probably freeload would just go to a bar and drop $100 in one night.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, well, you're getting a lot more for $10 in my
opinion. Then again, they may not have known about it and then saw the tour going by.
Maybe they were sitting in the bar and all these people walked by and they're like, wonder what that is. Well, that's what we call a ghost tour, guys. And they go, that's really cool. I want to try that, too. So they just jumped in there.
Like, jump right in.
Yeah, they're ignorant to the policy that you have to pay $10 to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
yeah.
call it ignorance. We won't talk down on them too hard this time. Next time, though, if they do it again, we're calling the thunder down on them.
Right. That'll Absolutely. Be it. Thank you, you guys.
Thank you, you guys.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We'll talk
Bye.
To you later.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Totally sweet.
I want to go on a ghost hunt tour thing.
We've been on a few of them.
Well, yeah, that's true. Including last Monday night, so.
Yeah, well.
I guess we've been busy.
That's one thing I wanted to mention. There's a special show this week.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, you did?
No, really? Yeah. Jeff from OmniSound said, oh, when's the special show? It's like
this Thursday at 9 p.m.
And I'm like, oh, is there one? Okay.
Our buddies from Grimstone
yes.
are coming back over here to the Haunted Winery
Ooh.
To discuss our findings.
Yes.
From this past Monday, Halloween night, we spent at the Fenton Hotel.
Yeah.
Some pretty interesting things happened that night.
Well, I put the video up on the website.
Yes, you did.
Evidently not enough to satisfy.
No, everybody's like, we want more.
I want more. But the rest was just us screaming and running away.
Yeah, that's all it was. We're supposed to be fearless ghost hunters. We can't leak that.
But if I get a chance, I'll clip a longer version of
clip. Well, we're also going to get the other clip. Because see, the thing about that we haven't mentioned is that the Grimstone people, I mean, we've discussed how awesome Grimstone is.
Yep.
How awesome Chris is. How awesome Charlotte is. And how awesome Dean is, too. They were on last Sunday for our Halloween show, just hanging out. And they invited us to come down to the Fenton and hang out. Now, these guys have a multiplex. Sean has one of those, too, from the Indiana Ghost Trackers. We used it at the Sally House.
Yep.
And we haven't mentioned to people is that there's another capture of this situation that we were in. The one you guys see on the website is Doug's camera. There was actually a camera set in that room pointing at that door that was hooked up to the multiplex. So those guys are actually feeding that as we speak right now, and they're going to clip that too. So we're going to have two pieces of evidence to talk about and look at on Thursday night, and other things too. There's other things that happened too. We're going to have two pieces of video, and I hope audio. I hope they had audio on that one too, so you can hear me say the ghost hunters prayer again.
Yeah, I call that the ghost hunter's prayer.
But they're going to be here on Thursday night at 9 p.m. We're going to do a special show. We're going to have these guys and talk about the Fenton House and what we did that night and how wonderful the prime rib was.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, yes. Wow.
I know. We all were just like, okay, you want us to like get up and walk around this place now? No, give me a couch. I want a couch. Give me something to lay on.
Bonnie, it was terrible.
It was horrible, Bonnie. You would have hated it.
I had a good night anyway.
I know you had a good night. Yeah. We were miserable.
Yeah, we couldn't stay.
It's good that
I wanted to do was get home that night, Bonnie. You didn't miss a thing. Swear to God. Swear to God.
You have to lie on my behalf. I've already heard all about it.
That's
all right.
True.
Let's take a quick break. Next half an hour.
Dark Butterfly, a.k.a. Christy.
How
about the Bigfoot
the Bigfoot
convention.
She was at the
one
Bigfoot
in Oklahoma
convention.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Awesome.
She was there.
Dying to talk to her.
Let's take a quick break. Will, take us away.